This is a pretty interesting story, I think, on the obstruction of justice charges a couple of Banff RCMP officers faced. Some more details coming out about exactly what went down and why we're going to have to wait even longer for a resolution here.
So this week was supposed to be a three-day trial. June 23rd, 2013, Banff is cut off, cameras cut off, it's the flood. What was alleged is that two RCMP officers unlawfully entered a dwelling and then later obstructed justice by destroying of evidence.
Okay.
What we know now is that on that day, there was a third officer involved helping a person find a stolen iPhone, and they used the Find My iPhone app, and it led them to a house on Martin Street. Two of the officers entered. At that point, they found a quantity of marijuana. That's when things went sideways.
If you find a bunch of marijuana while you're searching for an iPhone with a Find My iPhone app,
that's not the same as a search warrant.
Yeah, exactly.
No, no. And that's sort of the issue, is that at that point in time, the decision made by the senior officers on scene was to dispose of that evidence and pretend they were never in the house.
Well, that poses an even larger problem, I think.
The third officer, who was the one who had the file open, who was trying to help this woman find her lost iPhone and had asked the other officers for help, ended up filing her report, which revealed what had happened, and then the criminal charges resulted. What really struck me is something that she said in court under testimony was, and I'm paraphrasing, honesty is what she built her career on and as what has destroyed it. Because she's also been on administrative leave as a result of this.
That's enough drama to begin with, but there's another part to this story as well.
Through the testimony on Monday, it came out that one of the defense lawyers represented the Crown witness, the female constable.
Like in a previous?
On this investigation.
Oh, on this investigation.
Yeah, so he had been her lawyer or counsel or had given her legal advice at some point during this thing, and all of a sudden we had a mistrial.
Oh no. So it's just going to be dragged on even longer then.
Yeah. So it'll be back in May to set a new trial date. This is very complex because it involves local RCMP officers. Mm-hmm. The Crown prosecutor and the judge have to come from outside the Calgary Regional Provincial Court District. You thought it was hard to schedule a trial now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Throw that into the mix too.
What a crazy convoluted story.